Perfect.
Yo, 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 what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 podcast. Talk Pro Wrestling. It's good to everybody going out there on another beautiful, beautiful episode of Talk Pro Wrestling. Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at. Thank you guys for tuning back in to the podcast. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe. And if you're new to the 1130 podcast, make sure you subscribe to the 1130 podcast on YouTube. Like, leave a comment, and do all that great stuff. And don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, like I said, man, it's Friday, man. Talk Pro Wrestling is here. I got an amazing guest that's going to be joining me this week. My guy, Jay. Shout out Helen from the Honestly Helen podcast, who I had on my podcast numerous of times on the main show on EB Radio. And I've been a guest on hers. So we topping it up, networking. Everything is, you know, a domino effect, as I always say it, on the podcast. But I got my awesome guest, Jay. He's an independent wrestler and he's a referee. He's going to be joining me here on the podcast this week, topping it up, man, all things wrestling. But before we do, shout out to Warren Marlowe and Blackheart, the commission, who was on last week's show. Speaking of the show, we're going to get into it. Jay, what's going on, my guy?
Hello, sir. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And thank you for everything, pretty much. Can't thank you enough, sir. And shout out to Helen, because I heard you say that.
Yeah. Helen was real dope. We got connected because, you know, I'm on EB Radio. She was coming in, and the president of EB Radio was like, man, yo, man, just introduce her, give her the vibe, and brought her on my show. So she's been a guest numerous of times. And I heard her, you on her, I think it was the season premiere of her latest season. You were on. Yeah, and it was a really, really dope dope story of you and everything, man. So I appreciate you taking the invite and being here on the 1130 podcast. How life treating?
All good. I can't even complain, to be honest with you. I'm just humbled to even still be walking, still breathing, everything like that.
Okay. Something was going a little bit wrong with you for a moment.
Yeah, yesterday had a little health scare. Apparently I had a mini heart attack and I didn't even know it during the time period. I just felt like weak, fatigued, and out of breath. And then people at my job was real concerned about me, so they ended up calling the ambulance for me. And when I was in the back of the ambulance, that's exactly what they said I had. I had a minor heart attack. So they ran a whole bunch of tests on me and I got released today.
Oh man. Like prayers go out to you, man. And you know, hopefully, you know, you get really, really well. And thank stuff, you. You know. I hope you ain't stressing or worried about too much right now.
Try my best not to. Okay. Hey, I'm trying my best not to.
Yeah. And this time and the day and age we live in, we try not to stress about so much though. But hey, it's life, man. It's life. But yeah, once again, Jay, man, I appreciate you joining me on Talk Pro Wrestling. For my listeners and viewers is not familiar with you, tell me something about you, man.
My name is Jay Smith. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, West Side. Best side. I started training for wrestling back in 2018, January of 2018, and then I kind of lost my job, so I had to stop doing it for like a little time period. And then on, I want to say August 2019, that's when I started back training and everything. And I went so hard that I ended up going to the hospital because of that. It was like one of my favorite injuries, even though that sounds kind of ironic. Like, how can you have a favorite injury?
Okay.
It's the fact that I got injured just from something I really love to do, which is like, you know, wrestle. And like, that's something I always wanted to do when I was younger. But I've been training ever since then. And then I had got the opportunity to start refereeing matches. And I refereed my first match back in December of 2019. Okay. And ever since then, I've just been going hard. For that particular promotion that I was refereeing for, I refereed 3 events by myself, like single-handedly. Like, there was no other referee available, so I was the only one who did it.
Hey, that's what's up.
And it just seemed like everything just been going up for me ever since, like, for my wrestling career, because I got discovered by this one promotion that I'm currently signed with, which is EGCW. It's an independent wrestling promotion out there in Deltona. And I've been going so hard with them that the owner of the business ended up coming to me, pulling me to the side. He was like, hey, Jay, I see you've been putting in a lot of work, so we're going to move you on to that next step. So eventually, I'm going to start having matches pretty soon.
Okay. That's what's up. You said you got injured doing something you love. What you hurt? Yeah. What you injured?
All right. So, we was working out. We had to do like these little drills, and they just pushed everybody to their limits. Like, I really felt like I was in WWE at this time period. Like, I was going through like a 30-minute Ironman match. That's exactly what it felt like.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, I just went so hard that I can't even pronounce what I had got. It's like rheumatoidosis. I'm probably saying it wrong, but if you look it up, that's exactly what I had. It's pretty much when your muscle fiber leaks into your bloodstream and goes into your kidneys, and that's exactly what happened to me. Like, muscle fiber in my thighs ended up leaking into, you know, my bloodstream, got into my kidneys, and like, it was painful for me to even walk. So if I didn't go to the doctors in time, I wouldn't be here to be telling you this story.
Oh man. So you was doing something you really loved to do without, you was just putting all the sacrifices out there, huh?
Pretty much, because I mean, that's my dream, is to be a WWE or like wrestler, or even just a just wrestling in general. I'm not even gonna say WWE, because there's other promotions out there that, like, you know, might value me for real.
Okay, cool. How long you been a fan? Was it something that you just sprouted onto? But like you said, it's something, you know, you always loved as a little kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, ever since I was younger, I want to say probably the age of five, because I think that's when my dad like introduced me to, you know, WWE. And during the time period, the only promotion that was around was WWF, WCW, and ECW.
Yeah.
That was the only ones that was around during the time period. But, you know, WWE just been rocking ever since the, like, I think it was probably the 80s, WWE been rocking around.
Yeah, man.
And, yeah, so it just started when I was younger, honestly.
Okay, that's what's up. That's kind of like how the passion for me for wrestling started since I was young, man. I grew up in the Attitude Era. I always tell everybody, late 98 or late 99, I definitely remember coming into wrestling, because I remember the whole Chris Jericho countdown from him when he was leaving from WCW, but the whole Millennium countdown, and, you know, the whole thing that was going on in the world with the whole Y2K stuff. So yeah, like, definitely around that moment. But man, my guy at that point was The Rock. Like, nobody could not tell me nothing else about, like, man, I'm telling you, like, WrestleMania 2000 video games, like, I will always pick The Rock, like, and people would tell me, man, if you pick The Rock one more time, he's going to disappear. And I was like, know your role, man. Like,
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
now I got one up you. What about on WWF No Mercy?
Oh, man. Like, that's
on the Nintendo classic.
That's like the classic video game of it all, though. I mean, man, I love that. I love that one, though. No Mercy. Definitely, like I said, WrestleMania 2000 and all the SmackDown ones, majority of them, like, in the beginning of the era when it was early 2000s, though. Definitely.
Like, who's your PlayStation?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's your
favorite? Who was your favorite guy watching?
Like, growing up was?
Yeah.
I say for the Attitude Era, probably Stone Cold, just because his attitude. And then, like, towards like that teenage into adulthood, I'll say CM Punk.
Okay. Why CM Punk?
CM Punk got to. Why CM Punk?
Yeah.
I mean, he got that Stone Cold attitude. Like, he just don't care. Like, he just gonna say whatever he feels. And like, that's the type of character I like as well. I could throw in Randy Orton too. Like, if we talk about like current favorite ones, Randy Orton's in there, CM Punk's in there, John Cena. And that's kind of who I Shinsuke Nakamura. That's who I kind of throw into my little movesets or my whole style whenever I'm about to start wrestling.
Okay, that's what's up. So are you fond of CM Punk right now with him in All Elite Wrestling?
I haven't really been watching All Elite as much. Like, I'll try to catch every once in a while a show. I think they having a show coming here pretty soon. I might go to it. But I haven't really been watching it for. I need to, though, just to see exactly what they got going on.
Okay. Just not a fan, or you just a WWE guy?
I mean, I'm WWE, but at the same time, I do want to venture out just to see what else is out there. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes I won't be catching it, but I have seen people who I've trained with and ref matches for. They've been on AEW.
Okay.
So that's a cool experience.
Yeah, man. It's real cool, man, what they doing. I think, a couple of days ago, they were in Jacksonville for the go home show to Revolution for the pay per view or whatnot, but CM Punk's last year, I think he nominated for like an award right now, was going on with AEW. But far as CM Punk, when he returned last year, I guess that was like one of the biggest moments in wrestling history. I talked about
biggest
it.
Biggest moment.
Yeah, like yes. One of the biggest moments. I talked about it on the podcast with my guys, Commission. Like, I mean, yes, it's not, you know, about the money and, you know, wrestling. And obviously with CM Punk, it wasn't necessarily about the money. It was just being somewhere that he could be somewhere happy. And if All Elite Wrestling was not around, exactly. I feel like he would have came back to WWE one way or another, though. I mean, it would have took some time, you know, but they always say, you know, people come back, though. So that was that, though.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take, though. So now you're in the wrestling business, though. So which one you prefer now? Do you prefer being a wrestler, or you like refereeing, though? Like, any preference?
I'd rather be a wrestler because that's what I started out to train for. Like, no disrespect to my previous trainer, but like, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I gave you $200 for, like, a month to just referee. Like, I signed up just to be a wrestler.
Okay.
And then it's like, now he got people, I don't mean to bad talk him, but he got people who like only been training for like, I think, 3 months, and they already in the ring when I've been doing it for, like, you know, longer than that time period. So I should have already been wrestling, but, you know, I ain't hating on it. Everybody got their times, and mine's coming soon.
Yeah, the politics in wrestling is something else. It really is.
It is.
But you're a black man in wrestling, and with wrestling been changing throughout the last year or two, especially with everything going in the world, how you feel about black men and women in wrestling, and feel like it's coming along way, and the future hold for black wrestling?
It's coming, like, because as you see, WWE finally got their first black champion, first black WWE champion with Kofi Kingston. Everybody want to say The Rock is the first one, but Rock don't really represent his black side unless he's talking about his dad. He mainly represents his Samoan side. Like, that's all you really, like, you think about The Rock, that's all he really talks about. He's like, oh yeah, my grandfather was high chief. Like, my mom was, like, you know, blase. He only mainly talks about his Samoan side when, like, he's in the wrestling business. But he don't bring up, you know, his black side, his dad's side, when it's like, convenient, I guess, when it's just convenient. So in my eyes, the very first WWE champion who was black was Kofi Kingston, then it was Big E, and then Bobby Lashley.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. Everybody might got their own opinions, but that's personally my opinion.
Okay. Did you catch the sit-down interview with all three of them, the latest black WWE champions in professional wrestling, or at least in WWE?
No, what was that? The big three, or the table of three thing? Was it that?
It was not a table for three, but it was something I think they put on YouTube or such, where the current era of black WWE champions were it was Kofi Kingston, Bobby Lashley, and Big E, just talking about, you know, how they came a long way, and, you know, how African Americans come a long way in the wrestling business. And I thought that was dope and stuff like that. Any challenges you face as being a black wrestler in the wrestling business?
I wouldn't say being black, but more of like my size, because like, if you really see me in person, people like, oh, you're so short, you're so skinny, you can't really be a wrestler. But it's like, you got Rey Mysterio, and I'm like taller than Rey Mysterio for real. Like, I seen Rey Mysterio in person, like, I'm taller than him, like, probably without my shoes on, I'm taller than Rey Mysterio. And the fact that Rey Mysterio is like a legend, he's doing all this, the smallest big man in the ring, like, what's stopping me from doing the exact same thing or having that same moniker?
Yeah, you're right. So your size, is that why they put you as a referee?
I mainly would say just my training experience, because I barely got a little bit of training experience, but it's like, I got enough to, like, I can go at least a 5-minute match, for real. Like, I'm confident in myself that I can go 5 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe even cool. 10.
I dig it, man. I definitely dig it. But you guys, man, we're going to move on here on a Talk Pro Wrestling. Like I was saying earlier, I heard you on the Helen podcast, and you was definitely talking about how at a certain point, you know, you were just feeling, you know, doubtful and unworthy in this. Is everything, you know, going fine? And how is everything?
For that particular episode, like the, what was that, season three, episode one, shout out to Helen, honestly, Helen podcast. I love her so much. I keep coming in there every time I see her. I even talk to her, cause I'm so proud of her from where she came. But, I've just been dealing with anxiety pretty much like for the past, I want to say the year maybe, just been dealing with severe anxiety, and I'm trying to find different ways to cope with it. Instead of saying I'm battling it, I'm coping with it. I'm dealing with it, trying to overcome it in a sense. So that's the main thing I'm focused on, is working on that. That's what kind of sent me to the hospital, just because I've been stressing and having anxiety.
So, okay.
Like I said, I've just been trying to work on it, trying to find different ways to cope.
Mm. Do you find yourself in a certain moment, you know, where it's extreme, or that it, you know, the anxiety kick in?
When I'm in crowded places, or if I'm like driving like by myself, like if I'm stuck at a red light for too long, I start feeling like I'm trapped.
Okay. Okay.
So like I'm trying to overcome it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, man. Like I was listening to that episode and I was just thinking how at times me battling, you know, anxiety and just dealing with just certain stuff within my life, because, you know, dealing, you know, being in the wheelchair and stuff. So we as Black brothers, you know, don't get the full opportunity or the opportunity enough to express ourselves. And, exactly. You know, when we do, you know, we get looked at, you know, less of
weak.
There you go. Stole the words right out my mouth. You know, you just get looked at as weak. So I don't want you to think that you are weak. You know, I don't want you to think yourself is weak for feeling the way you feel. You know, I feel so many type of ways because I'm about to be a dad right now. So, you know, correct. I'm like, thank you. And I'm like, man, you know, am I how I'm feeling valid or not? So I just wanted to definitely, you know, shine light on you and what you got going on, and definitely tell you that, man, because, you know, we are all human, and life happens and stuff.
I don't think people realize that, like, even though we're Black men, like, we still got feelings. Like, we can't just be this emotionless machine for real, because it's like, right, we're humans, and people don't realize that for real.
Yeah, and then, you know, with so much, you know, and then you're Black, and then you're Black, and then you're a Black wrestler, too. And in that field, where it's, within the last couple of years, we've seen Black guys succeed in professional wrestling and move up the ladder. And so many years, it wasn't like that. So for you sticking, and for you sticking with that and with your passion, I think that's definitely telling for your future, man, and where you got to go. What keeps you inspired?
I would say just myself, and then when I'm seeing people that I used to train with, like Malik Blades. I used to train with him like back in the day. I still got video of me and him training back at our old facility. So it's just like just seeing him on TV, that like motivates me even more that like I should start going hard. Or even when I'm seeing other people who aren't even on TV just yet, whenever I see them all on YouTube, on like, you know, promotions, on posters for different promotions, that just, you know, motivate me enough to go out there and try be just like them, hopefully.
Yeah, man.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, you're on your way, man. You're on your way. Just keep killing it, man. Definitely keep killing it. You spoke about WWE and earlier, and you know how you would want to be a WWE superstar. And right now in WWE, we on the road to WrestleMania. Are you excited for WrestleMania, or are you looking forward to it?
I am. I'm interested in seeing what they're gonna, like, you know, do this year. Seeing exactly what outcome's gonna be, like, Bianca Belair against Becky Lynch. My favorite is Becky Lynch, so I'm rooting for Becky and Bianca at the same time, just because Bianca's Black, and like she was one of the first Black women who main evented at WrestleMania. Like, come on now, you can't just not talk about that one. So I gotta go for her as well.
Yeah, you say you're rooting for both of them though. How you?
I mean, mainly is Becky though. Like, I'm mainly going for Becky, but like Bianca, like small chance, just because, like I said, she first Black woman.
Okay. I mean, me personally though, this WrestleMania is the big show, and then seeing what happened in the late summer of last year when Becky came back and squashed Bianca in like 20 some seconds, and then they had the rematch at the next pay per view or whatever like that.
Yeah,
I think with this right now, I think Bianca's going all the way in there. And really, to be honest with you, and maybe some people probably laugh at me though, I think she should squash her just like Becky squashed her at SummerSlam. I mean, and dust her hands off. Like, I mean, not saying, you know, she light work though, but
yeah,
I thought it would be, you know, dope.
Don't get me wrong, they both are good like competitors, and they both good champions at the same time. Like, Bianca definitely deserves it. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But in this type of aspect, it's just like Big Time Bex, she's the GOAT. So she's just running the show for right now. I see her reign going on to like maybe another year.
For real?
True story.
Mm. Oh, man. We got to be, I got to get ready for that one then. You know, it seems though ever since she came back at SummerSlam, she just been, she haven't been herself to me. To me, it seems like she's just been feeding off of, well, I don't want to say, I don't know if that's the right word, but lynching, I guess, off of Seth Rollins. You know, I mean, he's the God drip. He's the drip God or whatever like that. And I feel like she's just coming out there doing everything he does. You know, like at first she was just herself, you know, and I understand they're a couple. I just feel like she's not being herself no more. As far as in-ring work, the promo that she had with Lita, you know, mm-hmm. I love that. How she came out there with, you know, like she didn't sleep in like 3 weeks and mm-hmm. was telling the story mm-hmm. how, Lita, you my favorite wrestler. Don't do this and all that. Like,
all that.
That was cool. But I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely all the way for Bianca, though. That's how I feel. I mean.
I see where you're going, but it seems like that's kind of far-fetched as well. Like, Becky is her own character. Like, she got this GOAT persona. Why Seth Rollins got this, he's done with the Messiah. So he's more of like, I consider him like as Arthur Fleck, like the newest Joker. That's what he kind of acts like, especially how he be coming out all dancing and everything. He's mm-hmm. more Joker style than anything.
Yeah, I can see that. And I'm just saying, like, because mm-hmm. it wasn't, she didn't start dressing like that until he started coming out like that. So I don't know, but. That's that, man. Edge is gonna take on AJ Styles at WrestleMania. How you feel about that match?
I feel like that's kind of drawn out. Like, I don't know. I think Edge just trying to be relevant again. That's really all it is. Like, I'm not saying he should hang out the boots, but it's just like he kind of demanded to just be at WrestleMania. He was just like, I want somebody to fight. I want to make you famous. Let me make somebody famous. Like, you're just pushing for it. Like, does anybody really want you here? Not saying like nobody don't want you here, but it's like he pretty much had to find out where he like want to fit in at. Like, I guarantee he ain't gonna be like the first match on the card. He's not gonna be the main event. He's gonna be right in the middle. Like, and most people don't really care about that middle card. The only ones that really matter, the only matches that really matter, is that first match and that main event. And the first match is opening up the event to set, like, you know, set the show up. That main event is like, you know, Seth's flame tour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with him coming back and, you know, turning heel and saying what he said with AJ Styles, especially when he's talking about, I'm going to make, you know, famous and stuff like that. I thought that line should have been used if he was going to go after
that's
someone.
Undertaker's line.
Yeah, that is, though. But I thought. That's
classic Undertaker.
Exactly. And I feel like if he was going to say that, he should have went after somebody younger, though. I feel like AJ Styles made his name already. So, I mean, like, but hey, yeah. Cool matchup that they're gonna have right there, though. Another matchup at WrestleMania with the big matchup, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, the Tribal Chief versus Lesnar, title for title. Who you got going on winning that match right there?
Reigns been dominating this year. Like, he's been dominating for a long time, for real. Brock Lesnar pretty much just demanded everything, like he always does. Like, he literally got the title handed to him again. Time and time again, he got the title handed to him.
Both.
So it's like, just to keep the story going, I want to see Reigns on top. Pretty much hold both titles up. I'm going for Reigns on that one.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Reigns, though. Like you said, he got the title handed to him. The first time at day one, where Roman Reigns was out and they didn't have the one-on-one match.
Exactly. Like,
they put him into the whole Fatal 5-Way. He won that, then turn around and lose it 3 weeks later against Bobby, mm-hmm. and then turn around and win it back.
Win it again? Like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that he may be a hot commodity right now in WWE with what he's doing right now, but I mean, I didn't understand the whole flip-flopping. Maybe to make Bobby Lashley a two-time WWE champion, maybe so, but I didn't like the flip-flopping.
Not at all.
Stuff like that, though. But yeah, man, that's that right there. As far as WWE, I'm definitely excited for what's to come in the next coming weeks up with WrestleMania. You spoke on earlier about how you need to get into AEW. Are you a fan of Ring of Honor?
I haven't watched it before. I know a lot of people came from it, like Kevin Owens. I know he's from there.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Kevin Owens, Punk, and Cesaro and such. AEW broke the news this past week that they were purchasing Ring of Honor for the amount that's disclosed. But nonetheless, I think with AEW purchasing Ring of Honor, it really doesn't do them not too much good, with them. With at least Ring of Honor sort of, closing its doors because of the pandemic and stuff like that. But
we're
going to see where that goes. We're going to see where that goes, and it's going to play out for the rest of the year and with Revolution coming up.
Ring of Honor was part of, like, WWE.
Say that again?
I thought Ring of Honor was with WWE.
Well,
there was, like, a lag. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought they were like, some partnership, I guess, like, close partnership going on, and I guess with WWE releasing so many people, and then with Tony Khan, with the big head he got, and he's trying to sign every wrestler, in the world right now. For I don't know, it's something else. I'm just a fan of it. I'm just watching. I don't really care what happens though. For real. So I'ma still watch though. But you guys, man, we're gonna move on here on Talk Pro Wrestling. Jay, man, you said you're gonna be wrestling at a big event next month in April. What you got planned and what the future holds for you and pro wrestling?
Well, with the show that's coming up, it is, hold on, let me get the name right, because it is for EGCW out there in Deltona. Let me make sure I got the right name for the event. It's a shame I'm featured there, but I don't even know the name of it. It's been going through a lot of mental things. I'm gonna put it that way. Things just been crazy for me. Either way, they got a big show coming up. It's almost like their WrestleMania. I'm featured there. I don't necessarily know exactly what I'm doing just yet, but the promoter told me he got big plans for me, so I'm definitely looking for that. If you listeners, if y'all out in the Deltona area, definitely come check me out there. You can also follow me on Instagram. You can see where the event's going to be if you want. And then for the future, I'll just let the future just come to me. Hopefully, I'm further into my career, my wrestling career, than I am now. Even though, like, when I started, I was like nothing, and then like I'm a little something. I got my name out there that people know who I am now. So that's one, thing I'm looking forward to, is like building my brand and my name up even more than I am right now.
Okay, cool. What would you like to accomplish in the wrestling world?
I say really building my brand and building my name up, winning a few championships wherever I can, and pretty much being better than I am now, being a bigger, better me. Like, I don't want to be the next, like, the CM Punk. I don't want to be the next Randy Orton. I want to be the first, like, Jason Banks. That's my stage name out, like, when I'm do performance, Jason Banks. Okay. That's what I want to be. I want to be the first Jason Banks. So it's like whenever anybody looks at me, they look like, oh, that's Jason Banks right there. I know him. That's Mr. Money. That's me.
That's what's up, man. You got to go take it, man. For real. The promoter say he got some big plans for you, man. Go out there and kick the door down and tear it up. Tear the house down, for real. Yo, this was definitely a dope vibe, man. Just, coming on, man, chatting, man, picking your brains on wrestling, man. You have any questions? Anything you'd like to say before you roll out?
Nah, I pretty much want to say thank you for the opportunity and thank you for reaching out to me. We definitely got to do this more. And I promise I'll watch AEW more, so we can even talk more about that as well. Because I'll be catching little bits and pieces of the shows, but it'd be kind of confusing because I'm not too, I'm not too deep into it.
Hey, look at
it. I do love Ruby Soho because that's my bait. That's baby right now.
Hey, look at it, man. You ain't the only one, man. A lot of people ain't too fond with it. They say it's an overhyped indie show that's on television. And it's cool to a certain extent. It's a substitute. I'm trying to find the right word, not substitute, but it's an alternate. It's an alternate version for WWE. If you're a diehard fan like myself, now WWE ain't always great. They gone through phases where it's bad and where it's good and where it's just ugly, you know. And I think with AEW right now, it gave a lot of wrestling fans, or the so-called wrestling fans, or the diehard wrestling fans that, you know, miss that part of action in WWE. That's where all them at right now.
Basically, well, let me pick your brain real quick. Do you think AEW is the new WCW?
Oh, most definitely. That's why I said Tony Khan is getting big-headed now that he purchased Ring of Honor. You know, I mean, someone put up a little, not a then and now, but a before and after, or sort of who did it better when Tony Khan purchased Ring of Honor, and then Vince McMahon when he was in the middle of a WCW ring, I believe he was, or no, it was just airing on WCW. But nonetheless, he purchased WCW. I thought that was much better. You know, Ring of Honor, we already knew that was just going out of business because, or at least taking some time off, a hiatus because of the pandemic. And I think with Ring of Honor, I mean, not Ring of Honor, but AEW, their problem is much bigger then, hey, let's just buy another wrestling promotion. And I understand, you know, you're trying to help other wrestlers out, but they are clearly the new WCW as far as buying up all the talent or signing up all the wrestlers, you know, where one big face leaves from WWE. Hey, we got to go get them too. That's the exact same thing with WCW did. So,
yeah,
you know, the only thing with WCW, I didn't watch it as a kid. So This is new to me with two wrestling companies sort of back and forth and all the drama. So
exactly like TNA Impact, they tried, but it's like they failed.
Yeah, they failed. Yeah, I keep up with them every night. I haven't watched the last 3 weeks of Impact, but they doing okay. They are really doing okay, them better than what they were doing previously in the last couple of years though. But
where can you watch it at? Is my question.
Access TV.
I almost don't got that channel.
Yeah, if you probably ain't got the channel. I use Sling. So if I use Sling TV streaming live TV. Oh, so okay. if you got a cable provider, I'm not too sure what cable provider is on. I definitely know it's not Xfinity, but
okay.
Yeah, you know, they do their thing. They stay afloat and, you know, make some buzz of what's going on. Definitely they made buzz surrounding Mickie James going into the Royal Rumble. So they helped them out big. But definitely AEW needs some help and got it. And stop signing old wrestlers.
They should do an invasion angle again, in my opinion.
That's sort of what Impact is doing at the moment. Sort of really? with Ring of Honor. Yeah, some of the Ring of Honor guys were supposed to be. Well, they wouldn't. Yeah, they were. But look, I really don't even know how this all will play out. You know, because I think Nick Khan is supposed to be working. I'm not too sure if he's legit working with WWE. And then you got Tony Khan. So I mean, I feel like all of this could just be a big work, a big work for everyone. Hey, that's that. But yeah, man. Jay, man, I appreciate you joining me here on the 11:30 podcast. Any shout out to your questions you like to say?
Well, definitely shout out to you, my dear sir. Thank you for having me on the 11:30 podcast, talking pro wrestling. Thank you so much. You the GOAT. You the best, sir. I definitely want to be on here more. And I definitely got a shout out to Helen again. Definitely send a shout out to her podcast, Honestly Helen. Hope I'll be on her podcast one more time. And if anybody wants to follow me on social media, my Instagram is littlej12594. I go by Jason Banks. You might see it on there. It says Jason Banks. That's at littlej12594. Once again, I appreciate you, sir.
Man, anytime. Like I said, man, I love bringing independent wrestlers, referees on, man, or just, you know, just got a big mindset for wrestling, just pick their brain, man. So it was definitely an honor and a definitely dope time chatting with you, my guy. So keep killing it with whatever you continue to do in the wrestling world. You know, you're welcome here anytime. Once again, shout out to Helen from the Honestly Helen podcast. And yo, Jay, thank you once again for joining me this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling.
Thank you, sir.
Everyone has something to say, a story to tell. We make it easy to share yours. So let's talk.
Regardless of your podcast setup, hit record. And from there, whether your podcast reaches 10 people or 10 million, we can help you get heard wherever listeners are.
And who knows, maybe even quit your day job.
But no matter who hears you, it's about connecting and sharing something from your perspective.
It's about having a voice and using it without anything standing in your way. Say it all with Anchor.
Yo, we back here on the podcast. Jay, I appreciate you stopping by here on the show this week. It was a really awesome time having you on, picking your brain, all things wrestling, chatting with you on getting into the business, being a big wrestling fan, all that, man. So that was really dope. You know you're welcome here anytime. And for everyone who's watching and listening, the links will be down below to my man Jay Instagram account, so you guys can go follow him and see where he gonna be at a town near you, to see if you can see him drop kicks or suplexes, man, for real. Man, it was a really awesome show. But you guys, man, we're gonna move on here on the podcast. As I said earlier, AEW Revolution is coming up this Sunday. Yes, this Sunday. And we seen Dynamite this past week, and it was a go-home show, man. The go-home show started off with a huge news, as I was just chatting with my guy Jay not too long ago, but I feel like this move is, we're gonna see how good or bad does this hurt AEW, with AEW dealing with or trying to be diversity, or, you know, have diversity within his locker room and on TV, with AEW struggling with some of the mid-carder guys that you have not seen on in a long time. It just seems though, man, they just moving a little too fast. Not a little bit, they moving too fast. So, but hey, Tony Khan is the new owner of Ring of Honor, and I've seen a lot of guys who work for Ring of Honor going after Tony Khan on Twitter, like, hold up, bro, you got cut the check now. Like, for real, we ain't been working. Ring of Honor doors is closed. So, yo, man, like, I want to know all you guys' thoughts. Leave your comments below. Do you feel like this move from AEW's owner Tony Khan buying Ring of Honor is a good move or a bad move? But let me know. Leave your comments down below. But like I said, AEW had a decent show. They started off with two Ring of Honor originals, with Christopher Daniels and Brian Danielson going head-to-head. An incredible matchup that was. Haven't seen Christopher Danielson Christopher Daniels, I said that right. We haven't seen him on AEW in some time. So what a startup, what a matchup to start the show. But man, the show will go on. We've seen the CM Punk come out there, cut his promo, and about how he's trying to figure out, is he the bad guy or is he the good guy? From what MJF came out and said last week, and that passionate promo that he pulled that made everyone feel for MJF. But, you know, he said, boy, I'm the devil. Like, he's disguised, made you feel some type of way. But MJF is going to take on CM Punk in a dog collar matchup this Sunday. I am going with MJF. After the promo he pulled 2 weeks ago, in spite of everything CM Punk has done or did by leaving wrestling, and what MJF said last week, he's doing everything in spite of him. So I'm going with MJF over CM Punk. We got Britt Baker taking on Thunder Rosa. Big fan of Thunder Rosa, but I got Britt Baker retaining her AEW Women's Championship. AEW's championship. We got Hangman Adam Page defending against Adam Cole, baby. I don't know. I don't think this is Hangman Adam Page's last title defense. So I gotta see where I see him retaining the AEW World Championship. The AEW Tag Team Championships are on the line. I forgot who's the third team in this. The Young Bucks just won their matchup on Dynamite this past Wednesday. And then the champs, Jurassic Express, are in this matchup. I'm going with Jurassic Express. I can see them retaining their championship. Man, it's a whole bunch of matches going down at Revolution this Sunday. Let me know who you guys are picking. I'm going to let you know who I'm going to pick. So I'm going to be watching it, chatting along with everyone else. And The Undertaker, you guys, The Undertaker is going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. It was reported on the Pat McAfee show this Thursday, yesterday, that Mr. McMahon would induct him. Now, the only other person that has been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame by Mr. McMahon has been Stone Cold Steve Austin. So, man, like, who better else to induct The Undertaker? Who, I mean, like, just as well as Stone Cold has made big contributes to the WWE as well as The Undertaker. We all know what the war between WCW and WWF and how The Undertaker didn't look. He didn't leave at all. They offered him a whole lot of money to go, but he stayed. He stayed. So he a real one. So definitely shout out to The Undertaker that's going into the Hall of Fame this year, man. That's definitely dope. Definitely dope, you guys. And also Edge, man. Edge on Monday Night Raw. Man, he wants some. He wants the smoke, man. Not with Angelo Dawkins or Montez Ford, but he wants the smoke with AJ Styles. He called out AJ Styles, he called out a challenge, and AJ Styles has taken the challenge and has accepted it. So it's going to be AJ Styles versus Edge at WrestleMania. What was you guys' thoughts on Edge turning heel and giving AJ Styles two concertos, though? Like, man, I mean, who's going to play the heel in this? AJ? Like, no. Edge is the ultimate opportunist, so he needed this all the way. But like I was saying with Jay earlier, the line that he pulled was like, man, I'm going to make somebody famous, bro. Like, AJ is kind of famous in a way, bro. Like, this is 7 WrestleMania, and like, if you want to talk about The Undertaker made him famous, what, 2 years ago? Like, when he had the graveyard matchup, that made AJ Styles famous. And I think that was The Undertaker's last matchup. So, you know, if he was going to say that, it could have been someone younger. But, hey, AJ Styles, we're going to see what it do, man. But I'm all excited for it. SmackDown is tonight. We're going to see what the Tribal Chief got to say. You know, if he got something to say after last week's, man. Everybody work for me now. Man, that's the Tribal Chief, man. He's doing his thing. Also, a live Rampage is going down tonight, man. There's a whole bunch of things going down, you guys, man. And we are on the road to WrestleMania. Yo, fasten your seatbelts, man. It's going to be a ride, for real. Yo, this was enough for me this week episode, man. Yo, go check out Off the Top Roads podcast. Go catch up on his new episodes. And also, shout out to my guy, Warren Marlow of the Buzzing with Marlow podcast. Check him out. Shout out to the Dirty Hills, Clock Street Wrestling, the infamous Mini Hats podcast. Shout out to my guy, RG, who was on the main show this past week. Shout out to Clock Street Wrestling, everybody, all the wrestling podcasters, man. Keep doing your thing, man, and keep grinding, man. For real, really dope. This was a dope episode here. I'm about to head on out of here. Once again, shout out to Jake for stopping past on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling this week. And shout out to Helen for making this dope interview happen, man, for real. But before I go, you know what time it is. Don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at the 1130 podcast. Like the 1130 podcast on Facebook. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. Subscribe to the 1130 podcast on YouTube. Yes, man, for real. And also, tune in this Wednesday for all new episode of the 1130 podcast, streaming on EB Radio and YouTube. Yes, man, it's been a great one. It's been a dope one, man, for real. man, what a time to be a wrestler. So, yeah, let me know you guys' thoughts, man. Will this move benefit or hurt AEW in the long run? Should Tony Khan purchase a Ring of Honor? You know, we gonna find out. We are definitely going to find out there. But man, I'm out of here, man. Everyone stay blessed, stay safe, give all the glory to God. I'll see you guys next Friday here on Talk Pro Wrestling. And yo, it's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels, and I'm out.